Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1194. The topic is mindset, and the title is, It Requires Less and More Than You Think. What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish? Maybe lose 30 pounds, maybe gain 30 pounds. Increase your strength, decrease your mile time, maybe decrease blood pressure, blood sugar, or cholesterol. Maybe make more money, find more time to spend with loved ones. Whatever your goal or goals are, think of what it'll take to achieve those goals. What does that process look like to you? It's funny, but talking with people over the past 20 years of being a personal trainer, which has been over 2,500 clients, which is crazy. I've actually counted it just to check. even when I taught the university, actually, and spoke with like all the students over the years, there seems to be an odd kind of mental framework around success, around reaching our goals. We hear from society kind of mixed messages. We hear from successful people mixed messages. So we end up believing in our own heads mixed messages. Now, what are those messages? Now, this may not be true for everyone, but for most people, success towards their goals takes consistency and small efforts, meaning you have to do something towards your goal every day. Nothing that one action at a time seems, you know, overly significant. This is what we believe, like we underlyingly have heard or feel that this is what success is like. It's not anything, you know, super amazing that you do. It's just small efforts over time. Just an effort a day and eventually you'll be successful. Like the overnight kind of 10-year successes you'll hear about in business. Someone who went bankrupt twice, leveraged everything they had a third time, strained every single relationship, probably broke and lost relationships. But finally, their one last attempt, their one last effort broke through, and now they're like the next Google or the next Amazon or some big company that we all know by name. And that looks amazing, the successful part. The private planes and private islands, the thought of never having to balance your budget because you couldn't possibly spend all the money. That, to us, looks appealing. But should it? I mean, the person went through hell. A lot of the business books that I read, people have lost so much about their life to gain that business. They lost relationships, lost years of their life, stressed to the max, grinding 14, 16, 18 hours a day. The path to the easy life most definitely was not easy. It was long. It was challenging. Years and decades went by in many cases. But we really, for some reason, our brain kind of just latches on and only recognizes the value of the outcome. We know, quote unquote, success is supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be slow. It's supposed to be challenging, push us to grow, to become a new person, to expand ourselves. But what do people often want when it comes to the pathway for their success? They want the easy way out. They want black and white, simple, short-term things. Even though they've heard time and time again that success is not earned by black and white, short-term things. Oh, just cut out carbs. Really? I can eat whatever I want, whenever I want. I don't have to learn anything new. I don't really have to change anything in my underlying habits. I just have to not eat carbs. Black and white, easy, but it's nothing like what long-term successful, sustained success looks like. Okay, well, I want to build muscle, so, oh, okay, take this powder after your workout. That's it, really? I can eat however I want, or basically just keep eating the way I want. I can train intense and try to look up this new exercise compared to this old exercise, but I don't have to really, you know, kind of dive too far into the actual structure of my programming, how many days a week I'm training, the way I'm supposed to train. I can just do things the way I'm already doing them. But if I just take this powder after the workout, all of a sudden I'm successful and amazing and everything I ever wanted to achieve will be at my fingertips. Really? Is this what we often select for our pathway to success? Yes, this is often what people want success to be. Simplified and easy. But if we think back to success stories, if we hear from people who've been successful, who aren't selling us something, what do their long-term success stories look like? Slow and holistic life change. It does not look simplified and easy. So why does so-and-so say it can be easy? Either they're trying to make a profit from that promise, so they're telling you it can be easy, so they can sell you something and make money. Or they've only been successful a short term. Maybe somebody did this crazy diet structure, they lost 30 pounds, and as they're losing the 30 pounds, or right at the very end of it, they're telling you how amazing it is. But go talk to them in 6 months, go talk to them in 12 months. Where are they at in the success story at that time? I believe we've all heard of people yo-yoing on diets. That's hell, it's a term that people yo-yo on diets. They make success, but then they lose the success. They make success, then they lose the success. Why is that? It's so damn popular that we've all heard of it, and there's a term for it. Why? Because it happens. The simple and short ways can look appealing. And sometimes they do work temporarily. But, underlyingly, what has really changed? Has their mindset changed? Has their habits changed? Has the lifestyle changed? Think about yourself whenever you look at what you want to do to be successful, for you to reach your goals. Your mindset, your habits, your lifestyle that you have today has led you to where you are today. Now, maybe you're in the process of making that change, but before you made the change, when you wanted to make the change, when you were where you didn't want to be, what was your mindset? What were your habits? What were your lifestyle? Your mindset, your habits, your lifestyle led you to where you were. For you to be somewhere new, you have to be new. New mindset, new habits, new lifestyle. What you do leads you where you are. Your daily habits, your mindset, your natural responses that if you go unchecked will remain the same. If every time you're stressed, you over or under eat, you will continue to do that unless you address that. You will continue to be where that behavior takes you. If after a workout you want to, you know, you're trying to build muscle, but after a workout you consume a big meal, maybe you take that shake, that drink, that powder, but then you regularly skip other meals because you're too busy or you forget to, you won't underdevelop your muscle tissue. You will not grow. It takes more than just that one meal after the workout. It takes every meal you eat all damn day, the whole time the body's repairing from that workout, which can be over 24 hours. If you chronically buy just this one small thing here, this next flashy thing there, but you're trying to save money, what money is there to save? If you do what you regularly do, you will be where you regularly are. If what you do regularly, your normal habits, don't change, then there will be no long-term permanent change. What will have changed to make the change? What will have changed to sustain the change? It's likely that if you don't change your behavior, your mindset, your daily actions, then you'll end up exactly where you were before, exactly where you are now. Becoming successful takes less than you think, in that it doesn't require this huge, gargantuan effort, this amazing moment. It doesn't require incredible intelligence, incredible luck. Instead, it often just requires small, sustained efforts that most people don't want to do. It requires learning the importance of what you do, So that way, the small things you do every day, they add up where you want to be over time. But becoming successful also takes more than you think. And that it's not achieved overnight. It's not achieved by one hardcore, super disciplined week or month or even a few months. It takes many months and often many years. It's less than you think in what you do. It's more than you think in how long you have to do it. It's not a sprint up a steep hill. It's a weighted backpack being trekked over a mountain range. It's not a flash in the pan, but a slow boil. If you want to be successful, but most importantly, if you want to sustain that success, whatever method you use, make sure you can repeat the efforts long term. Make sure that you develop your life to allow those efforts long term. Your mindset, your schedule, your priorities. Build your life to include the successful habits, rather than trying to jam successful habits into the life you already have now. Being successful, reaching your goals, it requires less and more than you think. Embrace the process that it's a slow boil. Embrace the process that it's going to take some attention, a little attention every day. And you're going to have to do it day after day after day, week after week after week, month after month after month. It has to become a new lifestyle. It has to just become what you do, who you are, the way you live. That way you can be successful without losing relationships, without going financially broke, without having that success cost you something you cannot buy back. Embrace the change that it requires. Learn what you can to make sure the efforts you put in get the best return, and that the efforts you try to build into your life are worth it, because they will give you that sustained success. But I hope that when we consider what we kind of like hear from success to be in other people and, you know, big businesses and industries and just people who've been successful long term, like somebody's been successful for 10 years, 15 years. When we look at those cases, what it takes is over time, small efforts sustained for the whole damn time. That's what we have to know is success. And then we have to seek out the plan, the behaviors, the actions that match that. Don't look for the short and simple, because if it works at all, it'll only be for a short time. And it'll only be for as long as you can sustain those simple rules, those simple habits. If the rules are black and white, but all of life is gray, which is what it is, how are we going to sustain those long term? So, I don't know necessarily if this is motivational or super depressing, but I do hope that it's just kind of gives you something to think about. Is what you're doing, the method you're using to try to be successful, can you sustain it over the long term? Can you sustain it for as long as you would want to sustain the results of it? So if you want it to lead to being successful, you have to continue to do those habits to sustain success, so can you? Is what I'm doing today to be successful? Can I do that next month, next year? Can I continue to do that in 5 years, in 10 years? That's a great question to ask, because if you don't think you can sustain it, you will not likely sustain success from it. So make sure what you're doing can be sustained. Okay. Well, I hope this was helpful in some way. It feels like this might be depressing. But if you have any questions, I am always available. If you want to kind of send out what it is that you're doing, I can let you know whether that's sustainable. If you have any questions or maybe how to simplify it, I can help for that. I do appreciate you listening to the podcast, and I always want to make sure I'm available to help you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, if there's anything you need, just reach out to us all the time. The podcast is meant to be for you. So if you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, really anything that you want to know, just let us know at our email, birdlionjim@gmail.com, and I'll answer it in the podcast. If you do like today's podcast, which I don't know if anybody will, but if you do, or if you think the podcast is helpful, please share it. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people we can help. And that's what the entire point of all this is just to help people live their best lives. So if you can share the podcast, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Also, thank you to the patrons of the podcast, the people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean platform, and through our podcast donation link we have on our Instagram homepage. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year, so I really appreciate the financial help. It's really only through the help of the patrons that we can afford to do this every single day, so thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Jim. Cool. Well, as always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.